And this final note from the week's news, Congressman Bob Ney, Ohio Republican, decided the French needed a lesson in being good allies. So he moved to expunge references to France from all menus in the House of Representatives cafeterias. Instead, the word freedom was substituted, so you got freedom fries. Then people began thinking about other names to change. What about freedom toast, freedom kisses, freedom cuffs? Of course, the media had a feeding frenzy about it, this being such a dreary news time. Lots of coverage on TV and newspapers around water coolers. Well, we think the congressman did not go far enough. Why not plunge into great books? Make it The Freedom Lieutenant's Woman and Mastering the Art of Freedom Cooking. And films, The Freedom Connection, The Last Tango in Freedom, Is Freedom Burning? And to really put a chauvinistic domestic stamp on it, the most important place to get rid of the French, music.
April in Paris.
Boise.
The last time I saw Paris,
Akron.
Her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe.
I love
Fresno
in the springtime. I love
Tempe
in the fall. I love
Dubuque
in the winter when it drizzles. I love
Lubbock
in the summer when it sizzles.
If we take the daring plunge into three syllables, George Gershwin's classic could be changed to An American in Keokuk, or Tallahassee, or maybe even An American in Hackensack. Someday, we hope, there will be no war. The French and the Americans will come to their senses, effect a rapprochement, and begin sharing wine and hot dogs once again. In the meantime, as Bogey used to say, we'll always have Newark.